Support for KNKX comes from Condor Airlines, with flights from SeaTac to Europe, including year-round direct flights to Frankfurt, Germany. Frankfurt offers both modern skyscrapers and classicist museums on the River Main, as well as shopping, restaurants, and cultural sites. More at Condor.com. Condor, born to fly.
In Northwest news from 88.5 KNKX, a lot of us will be traveling this holiday season, including to places outside the United States. This week on Going Places, we talk with special guest Tyson Verse, a tour leader who spends a lot of time in Asia. He tells 88.5's Ed Ronco about his recommendations for staying connected overseas.
Well, Tyson, it used to be when you traveled overseas that you took a calling card and you found a phone in the hotel lobby and you called home for, you know, $75 every 5 seconds or something. That's not the case anymore.
It's not. And even internet cafes are starting to go away now that everyone has a computer in their pocket by way of their smartphone or tablet or device. The one thing that I really encourage everyone, if it's not already enabled and up and running on your phone, regardless of the platform, is to get Google Hangouts app on your phone or your tablet for that respect. It works on all the different platforms. Think of it like Skype, but it's free, and you can actually, with a good Wi-Fi connection, call any phone in North America, cell phone, landline. Nobody has to have another computer on to accept your message or call, what have you. You ring phones with Google Hangouts for free.
So I can get in to my Google Hangouts app, punch in my home phone number, and call home.
Call home, call your bank if you have an issue with your credit card, anything.
What about incoming communication? How do I receive messages while I'm over there?
Sure. Well, there's a million different apps for messages coming in. If you stick with the Google Hangouts, there is another Google product called Google Voice, which basically gives you kind of an alias phone number, and you can tie that to your Google Hangout, and people can actually dial your Google number, your Google Voice number, and if you're currently on Wi-Fi, it'll make your Google Hangouts ring, and you can pick up the phone, and they can call you.
So I would imagine, though, there are still more traditional services. Are those good deals anymore?
Well, your big carriers, your big name carriers generally charge a pretty large price for a pretty small amount of service, a sliver of data or what have you. The most affordable way to go if you're a traveler who's going to be out for some period of time or on more frequent trips, back to Google, they now are providing phone service called Project Fi. For that service, you do need to have a specific Android phone from Google, but you can have phone service starting for $35 per month, and that includes international texting to any country, from any country, included, unlimited. It includes unlimited phone calling within the United States. Your data starts with a gig of data, and you can use it any country of the world with a very few exceptions. And then when you are outside, if you need to make a phone call, it's just 20 cents a minute. So it's by far and away the most affordable phone service to have on a regular basis if you're traveling frequently.
Do we have to worry still about our phone on international roaming? Is that a thing of the past?
With some companies, you still need to sign up for in advance. The big name companies, you have to sign up, you have to pay, you have to enable your phone for roaming. And generally, once people get outside the U.S., they've got a call back and they've got troubleshooting, what have you. Some of these services, like the Google Project Fi service, is pretty goof-proof once you leave. Also, T-Mobile, if you are a T-Mobile subscriber, they have some plans, too, that give you pretty nice global access with your internet.
Tyson, it's nice to have the option to be in touch while you're traveling. And if you're traveling for professional reasons, you need that option. But I think for a lot of us, too, it's also very pleasant to just turn it off.
I think it would be a lovely idea. I've never had that option.
All right. Tyson Verse, thank you very much.
Thanks, Ed. I hope some of that's helpful.
Tyson Verse is a special guest this week on Going Places. Our regular travel expert, Matthew Brumley, will be back next week. I'm Ed Ronco.